KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Today's Wall Street Journal carries a front page story suggesting that President Biden's advanced age is playing out in policy decisions and White House meetings, where the commander-in-chief seems distracted and forgetful. One person quoted by the Journal is House Speaker Mike Johnson, who confirms the Wall Street Journal's reporting.
They quoted an exchange that he and I had in the Oval Office, just the two of us, when we were talking about his executive order on LNG exports, and he intimated to me that he didn't quite understand what he signed. And the president tried to argue with me and tell me that he didn't do that, when clearly he did. That was the subject of the article. And I've said, if anybody disputes the account of that, I will submit to a polygraph, because I know exactly how that conversation went down, and I'm telling the truth about it. I take no pleasure in that.
He adds that Biden's infirmity is projecting American weakness on the world stage. Speaker Johnson's full interview can be seen on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Hunter Biden's ex-wife and a former girlfriend have been called to testify in his federal gun trial as prosecutors seek to show the depths of his drug problem, which they say was still going on when he filled out a form to buy a firearm. New York Governor Kathy Hochul makes a decision on the congestion pricing plan.
I have come to the difficult decision that implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences for New Yorkers at this time. For that reason, I have directed the MTA to indefinitely pause the program.
That pricing plan would charge motorists hefty tolls to enter the core of Manhattan. The Dow had 74 points and the NASDAQ adding 302 points now. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court heard arguments this week over the firing of a pro-life flight attendant.
At the heart of the arguments was whether a flight attendant was fired for her religious beliefs or for her improper conduct when she sent graphic pro-life material and disparaging messages to a union leader. Southwest Airlines and the union are seeking to reverse an $800,000 reward to the Christian woman. The case also involves an earlier judge's contempt order requiring three of the airline's attorneys to undergo religious liberty training. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Pakistani police say a Christian man who was accused of blasphemy and attacked by a mob has died of injuries. More than 100 Muslims were arrested last month and charged under anti-terrorism laws for assaulting a Christian father and son over allegations they desecrated pages of Islam's holy book. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. This is SRN News. Here's one bribe that didn't get very far.
Federal authorities in Minnesota are trying to determine who attempted to bribe a juror with a bag of cash containing $120,000 to get her to acquit seven defendants on charges of stealing more than $40 million from a program meant to feed children during the pandemic. They've confiscated cell phones and taken all seven defendants into custody. The case went to the jury Monday after the juror who promptly reported the attempted bribe to police was dismissed and replaced with an alternate. Keith Peters reporting.
The Anacostia River, a nine-mile urban waterway that flows through Washington, D.C. and parts of Maryland, has long been defined by pollution and neglect. However, a $3 billion sewer upgrade in the city and decades of local environment advocacy have brought improvements to that river, but the change is coming slowly. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.